This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Recording started, and once again, welcome to everybody. I know that some other will join a little bit later, but I suggest that we start this meeting number 13 on the 19th of December 2016. It's the ICANN Awards Office drafting team meeting. We have, let's go to the right page. Now, first of all, we take the roll call from the Adobe Connect, but do we have people just on the phone bridge that they are not on the Adobe Connect, please? Okay, hearing none, I guess all the people are on Adobe. That's good. Thank you very much. Let's go to the proposed agenda. We are already done the roll call and the welcome, and now we will go back to the external review of the ICANN Ombuds Office. And how we want to organize our team to this specific issue. Then I would like us to discuss what are the other tasks that we have that we need to postpone up to the end of this external review and the one we can handle in parallel. And then we didn't have time to discuss the next meetings schedule, and I hope that this time we will do, and we agree on the next meeting on the 9th of January. Any comments on the agenda, or you are all okay with this proposal? Okay. Thank you very much for your quiet approval. Let's go to next page. We have the same participant observer liaison and co-chair following us. I try to keep the co-chair informed on what is happening. It's quite easy as we are on the same time zone. But you see that we are around six people participating from the active participant, and we were supposed to be 22. That's far from optimal, but that's where we are. Thank you. And thank you very much for the one who are here. Okay, that's the current time slot, and we will come back at the end of the meeting. I hope that I update this one. Okay, we will see. Thank you. I suggest that we spend half an hour, maybe a little bit more, but not much more, about where we are on the external review of the ICANN Ombuds Office. I guess ICANN staff have prepared some specific slides and or specific presentation at least. Maybe I will give the floor. I guess it will be to Lars. Lars, if you are ready to take the floor and tell us where you are with your team on this external evaluation, will be good. And in the same time, Lars, can you present yourself, because we have a question, who are you? Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well.
All right, that's good. Thank you. This is Lars Hoffman for the record. I'll give you the short version of who I am. I am I work in the MSSI department with ICANN, the Multi-Stakeholder and Strategic Initiatives Department. It just slips right off the tongue if you say it a couple of times. And I'm working on organizational review mostly in a team that's led by Larissa Gernick, who's also on this call. I'm currently, for example, helping out with the large review, and I will hopefully assist here as well with the review of the Ombudsman, or the assessment, rather, in this case, of the Office of the Ombudsman. Yvette, thank you for putting up the document. Yes, I'm an ICANN employee, absolutely. I just saw the question in the chat. And I've been putting together with the colleagues the request for proposal for the assessment of the Office of the Ombudsman. And sorry, I have a trouble with my headphones. And as Sebastian said, we've been working on this RFP. We were planning to distribute the full document to you over the next coming days, probably on Tuesday or Wednesday next week. We have a draft document ready that's here in the AC. I'm going to walk you through that in the next couple of minutes, give you a rough idea where we stand. And the reason we have just a couple of colleagues who need to look over this, because we want to give it to you in a state where we think it would be ready to go, so that any amendments you make are then hopefully final, and we'll be able to post this as soon as possible. So if you take it here through the second page, it's a standard RFP. For those who weren't on the on the call last week, I believe it was, we kind of talked about how an RFP is structured. I'm not going to repeat this. You can go back to reporting if you wanted to. This is a very standardized document that is obviously should I say, focus in this case on the Ombudsman, but we use these kind of RFPs for other review purposes to find external independent examiners as well. There's the introduction of the document, kind of explains what it is and what it's supposed to do, and then a very, very brief overview of ICANN you can see at the bottom with a link to the homepage. And then it gives the assessment itself, so what its RFP is asking for an independent examiner to assess the office of the Ombudsman. It sets out the scope of the review, so kind of the subject area, talks to you about why the review is necessary, about the what the Ombudsman is according to the bylaws, and then explains the background of your group, in fact, and the work that's going on here as part of Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. And these are all, you know, relatively unexciting, for you at least, factual issues. And then we're getting to the meaty bit here, the scope of work. I presented, in fact, very similar wording last week. So you see that here in bold. I'm going to read that out for those if anybody is not on the in the AC room. But the RFP is to identify an independent reviewer to conduct a comprehensive assessment of the current office of the Ombudsman, chart and operations against industry best practices, and provide recommendations necessary to ensure that the Office of the Ombudsman has the tools, independence, and authority needed to be an effective voice for ICANN stakeholders. And then the next section here goes through the criteria and methods of the review. So what methods are used, interviews, observations, etc. documents. I'm not going to read through all of this. And then the criteria, again, you know, part of the meaty bit, evaluation of the current office and the existing charter. This is in line with the scope that was laid out above. For example, the determination of how the enhanced role of the Ombudsman would interact with other ICANN accountability mechanisms, etc. And then here we see the structure of the assessment report. So this is what we would ask of the independent examiner. It's just an executive summary. Based on facts, obviously, there should be an analytical section where there's data needs to be collected. And then the conclusion, obviously, can be based on findings from the data analyzed. and must the you know the report should show what does work well, and then those areas that would need improvement, and then obviously in the conclusions also we would see some suggestions and recommendations how to improve if needed the effectiveness of the Office of the Ombudsman. And then we have here the final section of real interest. This is the selection criteria for the examiner. So these are the criteria we would use to score applicants, to make sure we find the best person or the best contractor. Relatively straightforward understanding of the assignment, obviously, what they need to do. They need to have knowledge and expertise that are relevant to this particular assessment. They should propose a workable methodology within the time frame and within the requirements, what they're asked to do. Should have some flexibility, especially that they're dealing, obviously, with ICANN in this case, so, you know, timing, et cetera. And then we would do a reference check and, you know, financial value, independence, including no conflict of interest. It's a fairly standard procedures and requirements for these kind of RFPs. And then here the high-level business requirements and the timetable. The highlighted section here, I'm sorry, it's an internal document. It just means we have to update these. The dates obviously will have to be adapted exactly to the timing, when the RFP would go out, we would adapt it accordingly. So these are placeholders, and this is the projected timeline here. Again, placeholder dates or placeholder timeline, but the deliverables that we're
trying to review at the moment here, we're looking at the 1st of March, and then issuing a final report.
15th of April. And then the last bit, I will spare you the terms and conditions. We will not change these. It's always the same. And I'm sure you will be able to gleefully read through them when you see the document on Tuesday. And I think this is what I have at the moment. I'm going to scroll this down a little bit maybe to the section of the scope. And with that, Sebastian, I am handing it back to you, I think, unless there are any questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Lars. We will discuss how we will review that in a moment when we will discuss how we want to be organized, but to answer some of the questions that Barzi raised, it's a document set up by staff, taking into account the input of both RTRT2 and what was on the workstream 1, and what we have already discussed in this group, and obviously we will need to review that, but I have the impression that it's really close to what was asked in all those working group, and all those working group are composed by different members of the community, and not the same when you look to RTRT2 and Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. Therefore, I think that a broad range of people, stakeholder groups, were able to have inputs. But nevertheless, we will get a draft version in a few days, as Lars said at the beginning of his presentation, and we will have not so much time to give our feedback for two reasons. First of all, is that we are entering, or we will even be very close to the Christmas break and any other New Year feast around the world. It's why we are not planning another meeting of this group as such in the next 2 weeks. But then we need to be quick in our reply. And the other reason is that we are becoming the bottleneck for all the Workstream 2 work. That's not fault of anybody, but it's a situation where we are. And this review, it's important to be carry on on a timely manner to allow the Workstream 2 in general, but specifically our group, to release not just only the external report, but what other things we want to add and involve in this in our work and findings. So therefore, I don't remember what are the date, but I guess if we get, I am looking for a calendar. If we look to the to get this information in 2 days, we are almost at Christmas, and I hope that you can deliver the final document as soon as possible. And maybe what you can do is to maybe you can send us this version and send us a revised version where we can see those changes in 2 days. It will allow us for some immediate feedback when we receive the final proposal or the final draft, because if not, we will just have 1.5 days to give you feedback before everybody go for some, or everybody, hopefully everybody will go to weekends and maybe for some holidays for Christmas. That's how I see the timing. Please, Fazanet, go ahead.
Hi, Sebastian. Fazanet Badi speaking, and I'm sorry I missed many meetings, but so I apologize if these questions have been answered. But when I look at the scope of work here, you say that the objective of this RFP is to identify an independent reviewer to conduct a comprehensive assessment. And then it goes to compare it against the industry best practices and provide recommendations. What I would like to suggest is that we have to consider the nature of ICANN and what ICANN does as an organization. Oh, really? I'm sorry about that. I don't know why this is happening. Okay, so can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to dial in again because it seems like internet doesn't work in the USA. All right, I will be back.
Okay, thank you, Ozzy. Now she's calling, then we need to wait for I guess yes, thank you, Klaus. You will take this Christmas time to catch up with ICANN pending work. I am sure that you will do that, but please take care of you and your family. It's, I am sure, much more important that to do that during Christmas time. Okay, I don't know if we can wait Fauzi to be back. I don't want to try to answer. Okay, you can hear us, Fauzi? If you can hear us, yes. Any other comments? Please, Herb, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Sebastian. Just one thing that kind of jumped out at me is that in the scope of the work, it seems to want to focus the review or the assessment on the office of the ombudsman. And I was kind of under the impression that it was more an assessment of the office of the ombudsman in the community and how the community and the organization, ICANN community, and all the people involved, how the office fits in with that, and not so much an actual evaluation of the charter and the, it sounds like it's getting right into the nuts and bolts of the office, and I thought it was more of a focus on the role of the ombudsman in the community that was going to be a focus of this review. So that seems, and the scope of the work kind of points at the office, but further down in the paper, it talks more about the role in the community. So that there seems to be a little bit of a little bit of conflicting focus there. Thank you.
Thank you, Herb. Fauzi, are you back online?
Sebastian, can you hear me? It seems like Asha only has a problem with my sound. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you well, no problems. And please go ahead and
okay.
We will give the floor to Lars after you. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
All right. Great. So I think that the scope of work here, if we are going to talk about the if this group is also to enhance independence and neutrality and effectiveness of the Office of Ombudsman, there should be a focus on the Office of Ombudsman and how it is designed. How ICANN has a contract with the Office of Ombudsman, how it works, because these are the elements that are crucial in maintaining neutrality and enforcement. Okay. So, neutrality and impartiality. So, and also what I was trying to say in the beginning was that when I look at the scope of work here that you have, it says that you need, it says that it's to compare assessment of the current Office of the Ombudsman Charter and operation against industry best practices and provide recommendations. We have to be very careful with this. I'm sorry, I have not read through the document thoroughly, so it might be addressed somewhere, but we have to be very careful with this. What do we mean by industry best practice? Because a lot of the times when the offices are established, they work within like employee-employer disputes and corporates that are not in with the structure of ICANN, which has a community of volunteers and does not necessarily only limit itself to disputes between employers and employees and customers and stuff like that. So we have to consider this. This is one of my comments. The other comment that I would like to make is on the review work method and criteria. It says that in the bullet point 3, was it bullet point 3? It's the second one. One-on-one interviews with individuals who are deemed relevant to the examination. It's passive voice. We don't know who is going to decide. I suggest that we change this, that we are going to ask the SONACs and what the group, like this group, the ombudsman subgroup here, seems appropriate to approach. But I think definitely the SONACs should know about this and should know that, there is an opportunity to be interviewed. And I don't want to take much time, but I did see something else in the 2.4. I cannot see it anymore. These are just my comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your input, Fazi. And I guess the question of the wording you raise about why we talk about industry best practice, I will say unfortunately, but it was something that we inherited from the scope of work stream 2. The scope of the work stream 2 defined by the work stream 1 final proposal, where it's written like that. My reading of this industry is much more about, and maybe it's not the right word, but how the ombuds are working and the industry of the ombuds offices, not the industry of whatever type of industry, because we want to be able to compare with what is done for governmental side of ombuds. Therefore, it's a wider scope than just what we may call the domain name industry, because it's not to compare the ombuds of ICANN with the ombuds of a large provider of IT, but more generally. But we are inherited that from the previous work. Now we can ensure that it's well understood and it's taken all that into account. I will ask first Lars and then Klaus, you will have the floor. Please, Lars, go ahead.
This is Lars Hoffman for the record. Thank you, Sebastian. And sorry, Klaus, to butt in. Yes, just to react to Herb and to Farazé very quickly. So Herb, your comment is noted. My understanding is that by Office of the Ombudsman, the charter and operation would encompass everything. So that would not just encompass the operation procedure of the office itself, but also the interaction with the community. But I will go back with my wider colleagues, and we can maybe rework this for the document that we'll send out for you to make that clearer. That's very helpful. On the other two comments, so the first one I believe was about firstly that you made was about the industry rights standards that Sebastian also just commented on. And I tend to agree with that, although it does come, as Sebastian says, from the work stream to mandate. The idea would certainly be to identify processes, right, that could be transferable, even if it was, you know, certainly different circumstances. ICANN is a very special animal. It's obviously you can't find a second ICANN to kind of compare this, but, you know, maybe there's some standards could be transferable to the circumstances. And that is certainly something that we're looking for in an applicant, right? So this is where this RFP comes in, where we can ask those questions that the examiner that comes in understands what kind of environment they're entering and so then that they can make the right assessment and be the right partner for this enterprise. And then on the, just very quickly on the outreach, reaching out to SRNAC, during the last presentation, you said, Rosé, that you weren't on a couple of calls. This is actually where you will also come in. We will rely on your help in this, you know, helping to outreach the community, those people that should be interviewed or that would like to be interviewed and have something to contribute. That is certainly something that we encourage for all of you to reach out to your colleagues and do that. So that would be great. And for that, I suppose I'll pass it on back to Sebastian.
Thank you very much, Lars. Klaus, you seems to have trouble to stay connected with us. You are changing your name, but I guess you are the one who wants to talk now. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Sorry, I just lost the connection. I think what I wanted to say is what Fazli is raising are some.
Did we lost you, Klaus? I guess so. Maybe staff can try to see with him if he can be dial out. It seems losing internet connection. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, waiting for Klaus to coming back.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, sorry.
Now you can. We can hear you now. Go ahead, Klaus, please.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm losing the connection. What I wanted to say is what Fazli, the points are raising. In a way, they are all more or less in the document, but it's only a more or less. So I think we should use the review time to put in these documents these points just for clarification. So when the review is happening, that the reviewer knows exactly in which direction we would like it to go and doesn't give too much room for interpretation in the text. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus, for your inputs. Any other comments? Lars, you want to say to add something?
Thank you, Sebastian. This is Lars for the record. Yes, yeah, just very quickly. Well, I completely understand Klaus's point, and I agree, and we will go back and look at the wording here. So that notwithstanding, just also, again, to kind of reassure you about the process, for example, when the independent reviewer is going to prepare the survey, for example, if they want to do an online survey, or even kind of the course of questions that would take on one-on-one interviews, obviously those questions might divert, but quite often, you know, they walk into an interview with like five core questions from this, then they spin off different questions depending where the conversation goes. So those kind of issues, those core questions or an online survey, we would certainly insist that the independent reviewer confers with you to kind of make sure that the kind of question they are asking go into the direction that are useful for and wanted for this assessment. So I just wanted to give that as a look to the future. That the involvement will not stop once the RFP is posted. It will, if anything, it'll start. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I guess it's Sebastian speaking. I guess there are different documents you can refer to, but I will suggest that you take the draft, and it was, I guess, number 7 of what was supposed to become the report of this group. It's just a place where we put all the idea exchange we have, not so far, but we had 2 months ago before we were talking about this review. And maybe there are parts who can be useful to explain and to put it in the RFP. I suggest that you send us as soon as possible a draft version, and you send us when you are happy with a final draft version, taking into account the changes or showing the changes you send us. And our goal must be to be ready for, Friday noon UTC. That give us a long time, but if we wait, if we need more time, then so be it. But if we do so, it will be after Christmas, and then we will be between Christmas and New Year in Western Europe, New Year or some part of the world, New Year, we will be late, and the 1st of April will not be anymore a possible target. And to answer the question of who will select the reviewer, at the end, it's a task of staff to contract, and but with our input, and it's why I suggest that now we go to the if you Natalie, if you can come back to the PowerPoint presentation, it will be good. I would like now to discuss how we want to organize ourselves. But first I will go quickly to what we have already discussed, that and it came from the staff presentation last week, it's to give feedback for the people who were not there. But there are candidate evaluation criteria. Look at the presentation of last week for the if you want, we can discuss that by mail or in a later call if needed, because the evaluation will take after we received I can receive answer to the RFP. The life cycle, I will not go into any detail on that, but it's interesting to get there, to keep that in mind. Now the timeline, it's here, and it's where we need to do as quick as possible. But once again, if the end of this week it's not enough, we will manage that. Here's the role and responsibility of each part of the. I have always trouble with the new name of ICANN staff, with ICANN.org, because I am always talking about ICANN as an organization where I am part of, but I know that it's a disagreement with the boss of ICANN.org, then I have to fit with this decision. Therefore, I was talking about the overall ICANN, where we have our group, the ICANN Ombuds, actual ICANN Ombuds, and the ICANN.org or ICANN staff. And that's something we will need to in more detail in the previous step, in the presentation of last week. We had set up two ideas about this evaluation of the ombuds. It was something written in Workstream 1 for us. But of course, we have to take into account all those questions about jurisdiction for the ICANN ombuds office, power of this office, the independence, neutrality, impartiality, fairness, confidentiality, informality and other standards, communication and output. And one of our questions must be, what will be done by the external reviewer? Is it all of that, or do we want to keep part of the work to be done by only our group, or he can do everything and we will review that? That's a question we need to ask ourselves in the next few days. And now, what I would like to do is to discuss this issues, and maybe it will not be so different from today's call, but I would like to have this subgroup to be able to meet occasionally, but on a short timing information. It looks like the whole Crown Group almost, but it's to be able just to send a mail to this group and to be sure that there are exchange between all that. Then I received a request from Father Ney to be a member. I have no problem with that. Suggest and I will still play the role of the rapporteur, even with this sub-team of our sub-team, and with Fazi, Avery, Cheryl, Alberto, Klaus, and the current Ombuds Hub, and I would like very much, but Asha needs to tell us if she agree and available, but I would like very much that Asha be part of this group, just to be sure that we have the right liaison to the board, as it's an important piece in all this work, but she will not change roles because she's a member of this subgroup. But we need to be sure that you agree with that. Please, any comments on that and any feedback? Okay, if not, I hope that the full group will be okay with that. As you know, I ask I ask this on the mailing list, and I take into account the feedback. Okay, thank you very much. We are 50 minutes to the top of the hour. I would like to go to the next topic, and I would like to be sure that we can think about and have a first discussion of what needs to be delayed after receiving the external review report, or in other words, what will be done or taken care by the external reviewer, and what we can handle in parallel. If anything. And I have two or three slides. The one I think we need to take into parallel, it's to give you my input, but it's everything who could have some interaction with the other drafting or design team, because I think we can't, because we do this review, delay everything on the Workstream 2. And I know that there are some discussion in transparency about the role of the I can ombuds office in the staff accountability and in the SOAC accountability. I guess we will have also in the human rights discussions and maybe in diversity. Then we will have in all those groups some inputs, and I think we need to deal with that parallel with the review. Eventually we will give input to the reviewer specifically on those works. I will skip those slides for the moment, come back to this, I guess now I have a version 7, but it was a version 6 and it was some time ago. But it's to show what were supposed to be the headline of the report, and I would like you to go through. Maybe I will resend the current version or my current version of this draft document, and you will be able to see which one you think we need to keep parallel work on during the review process. I will I think Asha agreed to be following this subgroup and subteam, and that thank you for that. And you will be liaising with the board and with this group. Okay, thank you very much. If we just to be sure that the question of the what we call jurisdiction of the ICANN Ombuds Office, it's not linked with the overall discussion about the jurisdiction within ICANN or for ICANN. It's really what is the role of this office. But I guess it's more precise in the bigger document. Any comments, inputs on all that? Okay. Keep in mind that we will rediscuss that at our next meeting. It was more to heads up. And the same with what I will show now. I cut and paste in this presentation. You will get through the feedback of this meeting. It's a place where what was in the current report from the work stream to transparency report group, and I cut and paste all the places where we had something. It's written with the ombudsman, and what the ombuds office need to do. The IDP is linked with document disclosure of the document. And therefore I would like you to go through at least those parts if you have no time to go to the full document, and see if you have any comments in this report. And I would like very much that it could be done in the next few days. When I suggest that I will send those part of the document specifically to the list and ask for comments. And you have a link with the ombuds mandate in the improving the DIDP, in the whistleblower protection, and I guess that's the summary. That's all those points. Okay, I hope that it's clear. Okay, is it better, the sound now? I hope that I'm not cutting too much because... okay, my last sentence were unclear. Then I will try to give you those sentences. I will cut and paste all those information. That's a link to the Transparency Report working group, and I will ask for feedback on the list in the next few hours. I am not better. I will say that's a question of internet, and even with a fiber internet connection. Okay. Anyhow, to be short, I will send that to the list. And I would like to ask you if you have any comments. Okay, thank you. We have just 10 minutes to go, then I would like to go to the calendar. That's the current proposal of the for the next meeting. I keep with the routing time. As you can see, the next meeting will be in January after Christmas and a New Year, and the next one will be, if I remember well, after Chinese New Year. It's why we have the next meeting the 9th, and then the next one the 23rd, and then we will try to go back to one meeting per week. And then we will be at Copenhagen meeting. If you have any concern with dates, timing, as we are a small team, just raise the issue and we will try to see how we can fit better. And our next meeting will be January 9 at, I don't remember which time, January 9, it will be at 1 p.m. UTC. And we will go back to tell to the full group where we are with the external review. By that time, I hope that the RFP will have been sent. We will discuss the other task. I will come back on what could be done in parallel and what need to be postponed, and the next meeting. Okay, I need to take into account the new year for other country, but as you can see, I didn't went after the Copenhagen meeting yet, and then thank you, Fazi, to let me know that the Iranian new year will be on the 21st of March, and I will keep that in mind for the future meeting. As I try to accommodate as much as possible the breaks in all around the world, even if it's not easy to know and to follow. Okay, let's go to any other business. If you have question, comments, any other business you want to raise. Okay, if not, I would like to thank Lars and his team for preparing this this meeting. I see that Herb wants to take the floor. Okay, go ahead, Herb, before I...
Merci, Sebastian. I want to be clear. So the next step will be the reception of the RFP in the draft form for us to review. We're hoping that's going to happen next week, done through email exchange, or we will be having a sub-subgroup meeting on Adobe to discuss that.
Thank you for raising this issue, Herb. I have not thought about that, but that's a very good point. I will discuss that, but I think we will need a call. Okay, I will try to think about that in the next few hours and come back to the list, or at least to the small group exchange to define if we can have a call, if we need, and if we have a call, and when we will be able to have it. I don't think that it's useful to have it before we had final draft version from staff. But the schedule for the moment, it's, I understand why you say next week, but I want to be clear, because you are on Sunday in your part of the world, but we are already next week in other parts of the world. The goal is to have as soon as possible the draft of the document. Then on Wednesday, to have the final draft report of the document, the RFP, and then at the end of Friday, before Christmas break, we will try to have our feedback to have a final version. Once again, if we are not able to do that because we need more time, then so be it, and we will see how we work during the Christmas. And my thought could be to have a call on the sub team for Friday, if it's feasible for you. I will ask you that in the mail, and come back to that work. Okay, but thank you for the question. And I saw that we need we need to have a schedule. We will try to do that with now day on the schedule. Yes, if we ask staff to send us a draft report, it's to make comments right now and to be able to allow staff to include that in the final draft document. Okay, Asha, please go ahead. And I am sorry, but we will be a little bit late on the top of the hour, but please go ahead, Asha.
Yes, thank you, Seb. Yes. Just a quick question, quick points I wanted to make here. The first one was regarding the schedule. I think there's a misunderstanding because Chinese New Year is at the end of January. So, beginning of February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So we don't need to skip. I'm looking at the notes on the right-hand side that the meeting after the 9th of January is being skipped because of Chinese New Year. So that's incorrect. And the second point I wanted to make, a question, rather request I had made on the chat, but you missed that perhaps, is that it looks like both Klaus and myself cannot make it on the 9th of January. Is it possible to change it to the 10th at the same time, if no one else objects? I'm not requesting
okay.
a time change.
I take that into account. I can't answer like that because I need to get to go back to the master schedule, is there a slot on the 10th or not, and I take that into account, your inputs from both Klaus and yourself about the 9th of January, and there is no reason to skip this on the call on this week. And yes, definitely.
And then the third point I wanted to make, so I'll leave it to you to see whether that's possible. I just wanted to make the request and make sure that, because I know today we kind of running over time because we had to go over again what we had discussed before. So the third point I wanted to ask is, I remember in the last meeting or the meeting before that, we had a slide which had the timetable or the sort of schedule that staff had put together regarding, because this is something I had asked before as well, as to when the selection of the reviewer would be done. So there is already a slide on that, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe you can scroll up to that.
I already show that.
Yes, this one, yes. So what I was suggesting is that maybe we don't need to have another separate slide on the time frame, but what we can do is look at this one and add to it, and so that we have one master slide for the time frame.
It's exactly what I was suggesting, just to add some dates as we have something before January, how we want to be organized, and it could be a frame in this slide. But thank you for your inputs, and it seems that the 10th, there is one slot available, the same time as this one. Then I will send a proposal and see if it's okay for all of us, or at least for main part of all of us. I don't think we can discuss that here. But thank you very much for your inputs and for your time. And sorry to be a little bit late, but I would like to ask you for your indulgence. And we will finish this call now. This call is adjourned, and we can stop the recording. And bye-bye.
Thank you.